with Linux and UAE. After a few of us got our boards, it turned out there was some problems with the firmware. I'm sure Alan will stop me if I'm saying something wrong here, but so it was decided to take some more time and redevelop the firmware. Basically, this machine has a Softex power room, and the end user release will have the PPC boot. Gunne and me just got a couple of chips with the PPC boot on them. His one is running here. A few of us made some Linux distributions, so we have SUSE and Debian running on the machines. We helped some of the guys at Hyperion getting their systems up and running, so they are able to develop OS 4 on the machines. And then we started making UAE work, which went okay, but we have a problem with the timing. So we had here we have set in the input prefs, we have tweaked a bit to get the system usable. We think this is a problem with the kernel we're using in Linux. But basically, since the that's really fun. We haven't started looking at that problem, because if you had managed to fix that problem in this kernel, and then in 3 or 4 days we'll be making a new kernel for the new firmware, then we would have spent a lot of time for nothing. So basically, we now have a few more developers. Gunnar is now officially an Amiga 1 beta tester. Now the fun really starts. Now we're going to have to make a Linux kernel for a PPC boot. And we have to get UAE running without that timing problem. We think that's going to be quite easy once we have a kernel that that knows a bit more about the system. I don't know if anyone has seen the screenshots where the kernel thinks it's running 500 megahertz, even though it's running 600. So there's a lot of hard-coded values in the system, which we need to make the kernel read from PPC boot instead. But our systems work, and they're quite fast. I use my Amiga 1 at the office for some minor work and watching movies and TV episodes. It's quite nice to have a good graphics card and a big screen for that. But a few of these machines have seen more or less 24 hours per day usage since they got shipped. I know mine has been powered on all the time, except maybe one or two nights. So we would have seen any major problems with the chipset. I don't know if Justin wants to... he was playing battle chess earlier this morning, but we still don't have just-in-time UAE for PPC. The UAE just-in-time is x86 only. So UAE isn't all that fast, but I'm at least installing some geek gadgets packets. So I have a developer setup for UAE, and I have been running a cross compiler as well earlier, I had a hard disk crash this week, so my setup is a bit fresh. But it's quite usable as it is. But for the beta tester program, we were supposed to have a UAE running with the compiler and program, so you could do a bit of testing on that system. I know some people have sold their old Amigas to fund the new Amiga, so so having the possibility to only use this would help a bit. I'm sure Alan will talk some about something about say something about the release date later on. But we're nearing the release date of this to all the beta testers, and very soon the end user release as well. And I, for one, am really glad I jumped on this wagon as early as I did. It's been a lot of fun. For the work, I have set up a couple of mailing lists. So we have an internal mailing list we discuss things on. And we keep things internal if they are internal. So a lot of the time it's been really hard to avoid saying too much, but we've been I think we managed to not talk too much about what's been happening. So basically a lot of people are now quite angry at us each time we say when it's done, but we still say when it's done. it's the Hyperion way of saying what the release date will be. But basically, now looking at Justin's setup, he's running SUSE, and I think he's happy with that. We haven't decided what installation will come with the board yet, but it's going to work out of the box. So no one should be afraid of buying it because it's only delivered with Linux yet. Amiga OS 4 is set to be released when it's done, so no one has any idea. But from what we see from Hyperion, it's getting there, and they have now stopped working on the PPC boot firmware. More or less finished this week, so it's now released to us. So hopefully it's not going to take a lot of time yet. I don't know if Justin wants to say a few words or show something, play with it. He's been clicking some Madman behind me here, I see. Yeah. Basically, we have day jobs as well, so.
Yeah.
That's bugger. But we are working on a complete system where you could just pop in the disk and boot up with the UAE and have a working developer environment, and it's not far off. Anyone have any questions?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if you should start discussing PPC boot now. We could, if no one has any questions about about the other things, we could start showing that. Basically, the firmware is a small chip, so you just pop it into the socket. So Alan had a few with him today. So we're running PPC boots, we could show that as well. But what I want to say about PPC boot is I have the feature list from Hyperion. I got that yesterday or 2 days ago, something. And basically, the selling points of PPC boot, as Hyperion have finished it, is that you could boot from almost any media, including USB, and you can use any graphics card. Here I'm using my own Voodoo 3 PCI from a PC. Actually, it's from my A1200 Mediator system, but it's a PC version. And the PPC boot contains a small x86 emulator, so it's actually running the BIOS on the graphics card. But that's only used for graphics cards, so you can't. At least yet, you can't boot from a PC version SCSI controller or something. But you could boot from USB or floppy or CD-ROM or disk drive.
Vad har han I sin dator, Justin? What's in the computer?
Justin is using a Radeon. Radeon 7000? Yeah. I'm using and Hercules Radeon 7500. I haven't tested the dual monitor output or anything yet. I bought it on Thursday, so. But there's a lot of cards we have support for now. We're not running the same driver, actually, more or less the same driver, but there's a few versions out on the beta tester mailing lists of patches to make the Radeon work. The Softex firmware initializes all Radeon cards, but not all of them are set up identically. So Justin is using a different patch than I am. I'm not sure which is the best, but both seem to work. So that's some of the things we had to do. We had to patch a few drivers in Linux to get them to work on that that computer. The problem was the firmware, so with the new firmware we have to start all over again. But since this time the firmware has actually executed the BIOS on the graphics card, we don't have to mess around that much. It's basically almost any card that has been tested has worked out of the box, but we don't have a Linux kernel that runs on PPC boot yet. So that's what we're going to do next week. But we could boot up Gunde's machine a few times. I, for one, I'm very impressed with the speed. Just turn it on, it takes a couple of seconds, and suddenly it's executed the graphics BIOS. And then it just boots up from the first available device. It's going to be okay. I'm confident that this will actually feel okay. And as far as I know, we're still keeping the early startup menu. So you can pop in and tell it to start without startup sequence, like on the old Amiga. A lot of people are afraid that that's going to change, but there's still the early startup system, so you could change parameters there. More questions? Anyone? Please.
Det går bra att ställa frågor på svenska också.
Ja. Vad har ni ändrat någonting på för att ställa upp menyn? Så för att
changes in the startup menu. I don't work at Hyperion, so I don't get to see that code. But basically, I've been told it's going to work like before. That's what Thomas is saying. So hopefully there'll be a few new features, but I don't know. There's the Sorrow card monitoring. I don't know if there is going to be a PCI version of that. I'll have to talk more with Thomas, but since it's not... No, there's no Sorrow bus in the Amiga 1, but on the Cyberstorm you would still have a Sorrow bus, so you could possibly have a setup where you could detect both types of cards, but I don't know. That's not the most important thing of Amigos, to me at least. But hopefully they aren't going to destroy anything we like. That's what they claim, so we'll just have to trust them a bit.
Which Linux distributions have been tested on the...
Well, basically, Linux doesn't have to do anything except start up the distribution. So we've tested at least 4 different distributions, and they all work. But that's because Linux contains all the drivers and all you need. So basically, once you have the kernel running, and we're using more or less the same kernel, all of us, there's no problem running any PPC distribution. So there's a few distributions that won't work. Red Hat is one. They don't support PPC. But more and more distributions support is now. Basically, I started on the Debian version because I use Debian for all my servers and workstations. And it didn't take me very long to have a working set of installation floppies. I know Justin had SUSE installed in about no time, so plus minus a few seconds, but different distributions isn't a problem. It's we need to get the kernel with support for PPC boot, and we need to get it distributed out to everyone. Hopefully we could get it out in the main kernel tree as well. That's still somewhat in the future. But I know the Debian crew is really excited about getting an installation set for the Amiga 1. They've asked me several times about giving them the things I've made, but it's still under NDA, so I can't give them anything, and they wouldn't have any use for it unless the computer is actually released. So, but I wouldn't worry about different distributions. If it's if you can run the distribution on the Mac, you could run it on this machine as well.
Mac on Linux, can you show Mac on Linux?
Well, neither of us have installed Mac on Linux. Actually, I had an installation of Mac on Linux, but I don't have a working Mac OS.
Okay.
The only guy who's had it running for anything useful is Adam in the US. He's been releasing a few screenshots of Mac on Linux. And Mac on Linux works. That's everything. That's all I've seen. I've seen it boot up, but I don't have a macOS distribution ready. So,
so you can on this computer you can run Amiga OS, Linux, and Mac on Linux, and NetBSD.
Well,
and but
no, well,
Windows.
No Windows. Actually, I've been running Windows NT 4 PPC. On a couple of my IBM workstations, but it's not very useful because there's no applications. You can't install anything except Minesweeper, so you get a bit tired of it. So, but there's been some talk about the QNX version. I'm not sure if that's still happening, but QNX are talking about having a version. That's going to help a bit. Well, BOS, we haven't even started to think about that. Didn't they crash and burn a few years ago?
They got bought by Palm, but they have reduced using it under OpenBOS.
Okay, yeah. Well, basically, we need someone who is willing to start doing the port. And everyone on the beta tester mailing list has been most interested in AmigaOS still. So, and I can't say anyone has even mentioned BSD, so it's Linux and AmigaOS we're aiming for. But of course we're open to if someone... I would gladly help out, but there's only 25 hours in my days, so... yeah, only. I don't remember names of people, but there is a company doing ATI drivers. ATI, graphics card drivers. So, but the, basically for the first version of AmigaOS 4, the only card which is guaranteed to work out of the box with 3D support, I think, is Voodoo 3. I think that was mentioned. Anything else is based on how much time there is. But the ATI drivers aren't produced by Hyperion themselves. They will be probably be sold with AmigaOS 4. I'm not sure. I'm still not working for Hyperion, so. But those two card series will. I don't know about Matrox. Yeah, but I don't know. I think there will be drivers for Matrox as well. But in AmigaOS, Voodoo already works. So basically, there's no work to do to get Voodoo drivers up and running. So that's what they have started with. But the ATI drivers are well advanced. But this is one of the problems with going mainstream hardware. Everyone is popping up their head and saying, I bought this card very cheaply from someone down the street, and then someone has to make a driver because I don't know how to program and so on. But hopefully, in short time, we'll get more extensive lists of drivers. But it's still when it's done. So. Well, custom chip. No, basically, it's the MyLogic North Bridge and VIA South Bridge, and there's the there's a Tricom network chip, and basically that's all the chips anyone would need to fiddle with. So, so getting a new system up and running wouldn't take long. Well, actually what they've been saying is that you would need a few bytes somewhere in the BIOS, which they could just check for. It's not. Yeah, and that's not supposed to be actually coder, and there's a bootloader. There's a bootloader in PPC boot that can boot up the system, and that's about as far as it goes.
Aren't those ROMs compared to the ROMs in the 68K Amigas? Usually you need these ROMs enabled to boot this Amiga OS just for comfort protection. I heard something about it, I don't know if that's true, but
I can handle that. We can take your time is 13:45. Follow the road or what you want to take it now, whatever you like.
You want to answer?
Well, I can take it now.
Yes, my presentation now.
Please.
Itala inte svenska. Anyway, yes, the question was about the Kickstart ROM. The Amiga, the conventional Amiga, has a lot of the code in the Kickstart ROM, but all that will be disk-based in the new Amiga One. The BIOS, the PPC boot, its job is really to make sure that the system is well, initialize the graphics cards and boot the process, and the boot process can work. As Ole Eagle has said, from USB, from a file system, from an RDB, as the Amiga uses, from the serial port, from a network, etc., etc. And there are some options to choose how that boots. But all the Kickstart ROM itself is actually going to be disk-based. So the process works by initially PPC boot executing. And assuming all is well, it looks for something to boot, which will be something essentially like the first bit of the Kickstart, which will probably bring up the early boot menu. Thomas Frieden has said that will take, I think, about 0.1 seconds, if I remember, after that, well, to boot SSG.
Yeah, basically, exec boots in 55
milliseconds. And the only extra bits which will go into the BIOS are some code, really, which is anti-piracy code, which will be called from various places in OS4 to make sure that you're running a valid machine. Somebody asked earlier about flash ROM. I'm undecided at the moment whether to put flash ROMs or fixed blown ROMs in there. It doesn't make any difference. It's just whatever's cheapest. You will not in general be able to reflash that ROM in place, and you know, really if somebody buys a board, which we will be selling, I'll cover this later, for just Linux without that code, there will be an upgrade kit, very much like an upgrade kit for OS 3.9 and Kickstart ROMs, you know, as we sell them, probably around the same price. So there's no real need for anyone to get worried about buying a board for Linux if they do and not being able to run Amiga OS on it, but we have Hyperion to pay for the OS. We have Amiga. We pay a royalty for using the OS and their license for intellectual property, and the protection and the ROM is there to help sure that everyone gets what they really deserve from this project.
Well, let's get it.
Är det fler frågor på detta eller ska vi...
Ja. Ja. Om man ska använda klassisk Amiga, hur blir det med ROM-et till det då? Blir det någon liten ny patch-ROM man kan köpa eller blir det att han har disken?
Det tar väl du mer eller mindre än när du tar
OS4-bitene. Ja. Modulene du kan laste og kan nevne.
Ja.
Senere kommer jeg å vise deg da Amiga OS 4, eller deler av Amiga OS 4 på en vanlig 4000, Amiga 4000 dator. Och det ju, körs ju då ovanpå Amiga OS 3.9 idag då. Men när det är klart sedan så kommer man ju kunna bota upp Amiga OS 4 på en Amiga One eller på en vanlig Amiga dator med PPC-kort då. Och då körs ju själva kärnan och allting på PPC-processorn.
Yeah, basically, it's execsg is one binary file, and there's a lot of small patches. You could select what patches you want to install, and you use a program much like setpatch to install those. And so there's going to be one reset. Everything for Amiga OS 4 is on the hard drive. There's no code in any ROM.
But that's on the Amiga computer.
Well, that's on the Amiga One as well. It's supposed to work almost the same. Okay. Basically, PPC boot on the Amiga One loads up a bootloader, which Hyperion has written, and that bootloader can load either a Linux kernel or execsg. So you could have different versions of execsg for different projects, and you can select in that bootloader what extra patches to include. On the Amiga One, that's you have the PPC boot to boot from on the standard Amiga. You don't have PPC boot. You have exec 4.3.9 or actually exec 4.3.1 or something running already. So you would need an extra reboot there. I think, but I haven't seen that's running. So, but it's a clever set of patches. You can include only the patches you need. So if you're not going to use USB, you don't need to set up that or something.
What is what you mean, ungefär? Klassiska Amiga-program och så.
Nej, det var väl hardware. You mean different set of hardware. So the Amiga One has USB or PS2, but the classic Amiga only has the Amiga keyboard. Yeah, well, basically that's what the patches are there for, I think. So you have you set it to use USB if you're running a system where you need USB. But the bootloader is contained in the RDB structure, so the bootloader will be the same for both the computers. But how they would solve that on the standard classic Amiga, I'm not sure. I don't have a PPC classic Amiga, so I don't have to worry about that.
Okay, the OS 4 for the different platforms, because of their different hardware, will have to be separate distributions. So although all the working bits will be identical, the bits which interface with the hardware will be specific to that distribution. So you would probably have seen on the mailing lists a talk of the OEM version of OS 4 for the Amiga One. That is because it has been specifically set up for the hardware on the Amiga One. And so all those dependencies will actually be automatically executed. You wouldn't be able to take a version of OS 4 for the Cyberstorm and stick it on here and expect it to work, and vice versa.
Yeah.
Ja, jag tror Kjell vill säga några ord här.
Jag kan säga så här att 13.45 kommer Alan Redhouse och att prata om det som han ska prata om. Jag tror många här inne kan behöva lite frisk luft. Så att, och även tid att gå runt och titta på ACG där borta, titta på Omega One, studera lite närmare så att säga. Och även besöka Omega BG i hörnan där borta och få chans att prata lite privat med Ellen här. Så att 13.45 är nästa seminarium, Ellen Redhouse. Och vi hoppas också kunna öppna för fika borta. Det verkar vara stängt fortfarande. Okej, det är öppet. Okay, det är öppet.